This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. Thanks for joining us. It's now for us, it's hour number two. We do 3 hours of live radio. Well, live depending on where you're at and whether your local studio carries, your local station carries us live or they carry us recorded. If they're carrying us recorded, tell them you want to hear it live. It's much more fun for us. The us in studio tonight is myself, Chris.
And Michael.
And we've been talking about these pesky Republicans in the state of Oregon who really have no choice when it comes to legislation they don't feel best represents their district's needs. So what we've got is all members of the Republican Party in the Oregon State Senate have left the state of Oregon, and they've defied basically Senate rules that say that you've got to have at least 20 members present to have a quorum. And if you don't have a quorum, you can't vote on anything. The vote in question has to do with a cap and trade bill. It's a global warming bill, basically, saying you have to trade carbon credits to be able to operate machinery that by some arbitrary decision is not environmentally friendly enough for the Democrats in the state of Oregon. Unfortunately, a lot of that stuff is
farm equipment,
logging equipment, and a lot of it's owned by small businesses. This is not levying a huge tax on big business. This is going to impact everybody. It is, as this article from the Eastern Oregonian points out, an industry-wide, it's an economy-wide impact.
And the people that are going to get hardest like this, like you said, are small businesses, the small family farms that are bringing your kale and your radishes to your local farmer's market.
Yeah, and I know right now that, you know, in a couple months, the harvest is going to start to come in Eastern Oregon. You're going to see trucks, you should see, trucks carrying wheat all over the place to help feed the whole country. There's a lot of wheat produced in Eastern Oregon, a lot of corn, a lot of different crops, and the Democrats, which pretty much control every seat, as you were saying, Michael, west of I-5. Yep. So, you know, the western third, not even a third of the state.
Maybe a quarter.
Yeah, but they have the population, and this happens in a lot of states. So I moved up here. I grew up in Oregon, but I lived in Pennsylvania for a number of years. And it was the same thing. If you were to look at a map of where Republicans who voted for Trump and who voted for Obama or Bush, Clinton, take your pick, any of them, it's always, you know, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Pittsburgh, maybe Harrisburg, Philadelphia, and the coast.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where the Democrats are concentrated. But those are the places that have the most votes. So you see a whole lot of, you know, the basic rural areas or non-city, non-urban areas always get outvoted. And this article talked about a couple instances throughout history where this has been done. For example, Abraham Lincoln once leapt out of a window in an attempt to deny a quorum when he was a lawmaker in Illinois. And in 2003, Texas Democrats fled to neighboring Oklahoma to deny a quorum to the Republicans in Texas. And, you know, they stayed away until the session had ended, and that killed the bill. And that's what the Oregon Republicans would like to do, too.
But that's the only option they have left.
That's it. Or you just, you know, you go in and you cast your vote against it, and it's going to pass either way because the Democrats hold super majorities. That basically means something that couldn't be overturned by a veto, but you also have a Democrat as the governor. So there's no odds of a veto anyway, and it's just going to be the Democrats deciding all laws in the state of Oregon unless the Republicans do things like this. they get a little creative and they leave the state, and unfortunately they'll pay $500 a day, and the governor is sending the Oregon State Police to locate them. The story continues, but the cap-and-trade legislation remains a sticking point. Under the proposed bill, Oregon would put an overall limit on greenhouse gas emissions and auction off pollution, quote, allowances, unquote, for each ton of carbon industries plan to emit. What industry sits around? How much carbon do you think we're going to emit?
There's not that much industry, per se, in Oregon.
No, but the industries they're referring to, they're thinking, well, there must be some smelly factories around here. Well, no, the industries you're going to impact are going to be farming, as you mentioned, Michael, logging, fishing. Mm-hmm. There's a vibrant fishing industry still there for salmon and things like that. The legislation would lower that cap over time to encourage businesses to move away from fossil fuels. The state would reduce emissions.
Now, what it's going to do is encourage businesses to move away from Oregon.
Exactly. Thank you. Very well put. The state would reduce emissions to 45% below the 1990 levels by 2035 and 80% below the 1990 levels by 2050. Okay, so this whole idea that we have to reduce our carbon emissions, let me see. This was Al Gore, I think. I want to give my heartfelt thanks to all of you who lost friends and family in the flooding of Manhattan and the flooding of Florida. Because Florida, according to Al Gore in 1999, that thing's underwater. It's gone. There is no more Florida. There's no more San Francisco. San Francisco's been erased. Right?
No.
Did that not happen? No, it didn't happen.
Wait, they're not underwater? They didn't. The sea level didn't.
The seas.
How far did the sea level rise in the last 20 years?
I don't have that number, but it's somewhere around. I thought it was a centimeter or something, but it's far short of what the quote models say it will do. And the problem is, folks, and please take me up on this. I'd love to have this discussion. The models are not accurate. For theories to be proposed under the scientific model, you have to propose something, you have to show evidence of it through experiments, and those experiments should be repeatable. The only thing climate models have done is repeatedly failed. But here you have Oregon State, the 10th largest state in the country, being honestly considering something based on nothing but computer models.
Cap and trade. I mean, that idea went out like years ago.
It was brought up. And like I said, a lot of the people that were really behind the idea of cap and trade were people like Al Gore, who was so into it. He's started some of the biggest businesses involved in cap and trade. And he's certainly a multimillionaire, if not a billionaire, thanks to this. So he comes up with a business that will benefit by it. And then he helps push laws to enact these things. So,
okay, so are we just going to line Al Gore's pockets here?
In a nutshell, yes. And you're going to line a lot more pockets because that, in my mind, that is what this discussion about climate change and global warming, couldn't call it that anymore because global warming never happened because even though the model said it would, it never happened. It is about lining people's pockets, and it's not about saving the environment. It's not about anything else. It is simply about money and control, and that's a pretty disgusting thing. Those opposed to the cap-and-trade plan say it would exacerbate a growing divide between liberal urban parts of the state and the rural areas. The plan would increase the cost of fuel, damaging small businesses, truckers, and the logging industry, they say. Quote, protesting cap and trade by walking out today represents our constituency and exactly how we should be doing our job, unquote, Senate Republican leader Herman, I'm going to have a hard time with this, Bart Schiger of Grants Pass said. A small group of loggers gathered to protest outside of the Capitol on Thursday. Bridger Hosbrock, a 32-year-old self-employed logger from Dallas, said the bill, if passed, would be, quote, devastating to his business because he uses diesel fuel to power all his logging equipment. What do you think? Are these Republicans crazy for walking out, or are they doing the right moral just thing? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of Nye Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love Nye Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number to call if you want to talk to us about anything. We bring up a couple topics. We talked about Jussie Smollett for what reason we don't really know now that we did the story, but hey, it's news to somebody, so that's all good. We've been talking about these Oregon, these rascally Oregon Republican senators who had the audacity to just up and walk out of a legislative session to prevent the Democrats from steamrolling a cap-and-trade bill that the Republicans don't feel would be in their constituents' best interest. And that's kind of where we're at. It's kind of crazy thinking that anybody could just shut down the government. Here's the beautiful part is Oregon will continue to operate, even though you got some missing senators and even though the governor has called out the Oregon State Police to locate them and bring them back.
Yeah,
things will be fine.
Government shutdown here. It's just they're not going to pass another law for a few days.
Shall I read what the Democrats said already? They've got budgets to pass and all sorts of things. It's very scary, Michael.
Oh, my.
I know. But I want to tell you about AnyPay. Do you operate a small retail business and looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in their setup page, and load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global. And I got to say, we accept cryptocurrencies at our store, Route 101 Local Goods, here in Keene, New Hampshire, where this show is broadcast from.
And you do use AnyPay, right?
We use AnyPay. It is simple. It's stupid simple. It's ridiculous. I hope she's not listening, but I'm just going to say this. If my girlfriend can handle it, it's easy. Mm-hmm. She's not technologically minded. But I will say that one of the real benefits that we see all the time is what I would call crypto tourism. There are a lot of liberty-minded folks that make their way up here to New Hampshire to see what happens when you try to move a large number of liberty-minded folks to a small geographic area. That's a couple migrations that have been going on for years, most famously the Free State Project. But we get people that just come in, we heard you accept crypto.
Yeah.
And that's great because they'll come in and they'll spend, and that's business I probably would not have gotten any other way. So
yeah, it's very helpful.
Yeah.
Bring in new business.
Nothing wrong with that, and AnyPay makes that very simple for your staff. So back to these crazy Republicans and getting the heck out of Dodge. And
crazy, you know, like a fox.
Exactly. The last person we heard from in this article was Bridger Housebrock, 32-year-old self-employed logger from Dallas, who said the bill, if passed, would be devastating to his business because he uses diesel fuel to power all his logging equipment. Well, here's a little shocker for many of you as you enjoy your croissant or whatever. If it uses wheat that's made here in or grown here in the United States, diesel fuel makes that happen.
Oh yeah, not just wheat. I mean, not even just food. Just virtually everything in your house. If you brought it home from a store, it came shipped to you on a truck at some point. A diesel fuel engine powered truck carried that stuff to your store where you got that.
Yeah, and what cap and trade means is that all these truck companies, for example, should be estimating what their total carbon footprint may be and how much carbon they are going to emit. Please tell me how you estimate that with any accuracy.
I have no idea.
You don't have a carbon meter on your bicycle?
I mean,
Michael's green already, but I got a gas gauge. I got a tachometer in my car, but I don't have one that keeps track of my carbon emissions.
Hmm.
So how could I possibly do this? And this idea that the state would reduce its emissions by 45% by 1990 to 1990 levels by 2035, 80% below 1990 levels in 2050. Great. So
that doesn't even seem possible.
No, it's not possible. And furthermore, why are we the ones making these massive sacrifices when you have developing countries, China, India, Bangladesh? I hate to break it to you guys, but the worst pollution on the planet occurs in third world countries.
Yep.
And I don't think that's a bad thing. I support their pollution because what they are doing is they are bringing in industry. They are advancing themselves out of third world status. They are developing economies, and it's expensive, and it's going to cause some pollution along the way. I'm sorry, it's unavoidable, but unless you want people to live in perpetual squalor, you have to allow them to develop. Developing countries, developed countries, this is how they start out, and this is the most inhumane part of the environmental programs.
I think they don't think about that. Yeah, well, I think you hit it right on the head when you said perpetual squalor, because that's what this is all about. I mean, they want us to live in perpetual squalor.
Well, they don't want us to, Michael. Well,
us eventually.
Right. But this idea that we should strive for the impossible, that we should strive to cut our numbers so low that we can no longer, and to this point you're exactly right, that we can no longer support our own industry because we've made it illegal to pump out a greenhouse gas or two, it's insanity. The proposed cap-and-trade plan says it would exacerbate a growing divide between liberal urban parts of the state and the rural areas. The plan would increase the cost of fuel and damage small business truckers and logging industry, they say. And it's just insane. I'm trying to... here's another quote. This, again, is that Bridger Hosbrock, a 32-year-old self-employed logger. Quote, there's a whole lot involved, but the biggest thing that is very crippling to the fact that these bills will impose regulations that would take trucks off the road that people are using to earn their living, unquote, he said. Democrats say the measure is an effective way to lower emissions while investing in low-income and rural communities' ability to adapt to climate change. It has the support of environmental groups, farm workers, and some trade unions. Now, it may have support of farm workers, but it does not have support of farmers, the guys that actually have to write the checks and would actually have to trade for carbon credits. Unbelievable. What do you think? Am I just railing against the whole concept of environmentalism? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas will be deploying 1,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. This is all being done to address the surge of illegal aliens and assist the federal government with border security efforts. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the deployment is supposed to help with the humanitarian crisis, but then also says Congress needs to do more to set aside funding for resources at the border.
Every child who's not being taken care of adequately at the border. Congress is an accomplice to any harm they suffer.
President Trump on why he decided to call off the airstrike against Iran.
Here we are sitting with 150
dead people that would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said go ahead. And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press, that entire interview will air this Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can call in. You will get on the air as long as you're not going to cuss, because occasionally we get callers that listen to us online, and they think this is just sort of a free-for-all. In those cases, you end up meeting Mr. Dump Button. Because we got one of those, that means your curses don't end up going out on the air, which is, I know, what you had hoped would happen anyway. In studio tonight, we have myself, Chris.
And Michael.
And we've been talking about Oregon. We've been talking about these crazy senators walking out on the job. Who would have thought? But, you know, they have no other means to stop a vote on a law that will be signed, certainly be signed by the governor, which would implement a cap and trade program on all of the people in Oregon, not just the liberal Democrats that live in Portland and the larger cities, but they do control pretty much all the votes, so they control the kingdom. That's how the voting is set up. So I don't know what to do other than, well, we're going to continue the story, but first we're going to go to the phones where we've got Bad Slave on the line. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. What's up?
And listen, to me, if there is this big carbon problem, the people that ought to be first in line to cut back on their carbon footprint,
okay,
is every friggin' level of government.
There we go.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Maybe we could maybe shut down whole buildings. you know, shut down the military.
Well, they're the biggest source of carbon emissions in the planet.
I did read that.
But you got the federal government, which is probably about 99% bigger than the founders had imagined it.
I think you're being conservative, but go on with your thought.
Well, you know, let's you know, go in that ballpark.
All right.
I think we're in the right ballpark. And, I'm not even kidding. I mean, the fact is that everything that goes on in the central government is something that can easily be managed at the state level. And it was supposed to mostly be managed at the state level because we were supposed to be 50 experiments.
No. Their children would never have been educated, impossible, until we came up with the Department of Education at the federal level.
This in the 1970s.
In the 1970s.
That is absolutely not true. Ever since the Department of Education, the stats have been going down. Before that, when there was no Department of Education, when people just had their own little local schoolhouses that they set up themselves and paid for on their own without coercion, what we have, a 90-some percent literacy rate?
It was
well above that, I think.
Probably higher than it is now.
95%, 90 whatever. I mean the same percentage of federal government that we have now, probably somewhere in that same ballpark that we don't need. And if you started at the state level and kind of pared that down and got rid of their carbon footprint, then just imagine the savings, and just imagine here's the thing, that everywhere the market has allowed itself to do pricing and, labor and all of those things, at a market level arrangement,
mm-hmm.
the cost of everything goes down.
Yes.
Everything goes down. Well,
the
reverse is occurring. The reverse is occurring at every level in government. Why is that?
It's by design. It's what happens when government interferes with free markets and attempts to set priorities and prices. People have
why is it that the idiots out there don't see this? I mean, this is obvious. It's been obvious to me for some decades. And where are these people, getting together, breaking windows, and throwing Molotov cocktails, and wearing little black scarves, and running around like idiots, telling us otherwise, and trying to grow government even more?
They don't get it because we don't educate our children. We send our money to the Department of Education, who then sends the money back out to educate our children. It makes no sense. Bad Slave, thanks for your call.
Well, they send some of it back.
They do, but it's never as much as all the states and all the citizens contribute to the federal government in the first place. And that's the real issue. Bad Slave brings up some dead-on points. To go back to the original topic, if we're talking about reducing greenhouse gases, then let's start off with a government that is smaller, leaner, uses fewer vehicles, and great. Start closing down whole sections of the federal government. If this is truly our biggest threat, and according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, according to Bernie Sanders, these are the things we should be most worried about and we should have to fix first. We're going to stay on the... Oh, no, we're not. We had a caller, but he dropped off. This idea that this is just an existential threat that we must address immediately, regardless of cost, they'll say, but they're not paying the cost. It's going to be
us, not them.
Right. It's going to be the farmer. It's going to be the logger. It's going to be these things, these people who are providing the things that we demand in our economy, that we need it to grow. We're back to this article. Democrats say the measure is an efficient way to lower emissions, blah, blah, blah. The proposal also contains $10 million investment to protect workers adversely affected by climate change policy. What? You are basically saying in the same bill you're promoting that we anticipate losses in the private sector of at least $10 million.
Yeah,
so we put that money in there to cover that.
They already know it's going to happen. They've written it into the bill, and they're going to just attempt to pay people off part of what they lose because of this. $10 million is not enough to cover it, I guarantee it.
Oh, it'll be a drop in the bucket. Quote, rural here is not one voice, unquote, said Mimi Castile, a farmer in rural Hopewell, Oregon. This is not just about gas prices. This is about the future of humanity, unquote. California has for a decade had an economy-wide cap-and-trade policy like the one Oregon is considering. 9 northeastern states have more limited cap-and-trade programs that target only the power sector. So it makes sense at no levels. I have to wonder if the companies that are involved in providing electricity here in New Hampshire may be part of some cap and trade deal, because we have some of the highest electrical costs in the nation, and it frustrates me to no end.
That's true.
855 450 free. What do you think? Am I off base on me attacking cap and trade programs, or are these guys just out of their mind trying to drum up more business for their buddies in the environmental industry? 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family?
Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's how you can talk to us. You can also talk to us on Discord. Load up the Discord app. You can find that in your Play Store, in your App Store. You can find a download for your PC, regardless of what OS you use. Load that up. Use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you are going to sound like you're right here in the studio with us. You can find out more at discord.freetalklive.com. But I wanted to tell you about liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community, for our community. At its core, it's a directory of events, businesses, and digital content, but there's a lot more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a brief social network that you can connect and share with others. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu. Michael, I'm stumbling. What is going on? I have never
it's Friday night.
Slaughtered a live read like that, and my apologies. Liberty.menu is pretty cool. My business, we subscribe to it. Send them a couple bucks every month, so we're featured and premiered and show up right at the top, and we've gotten some business out of it, which is really
very nice.
Really, really cool. We like that. We've been talking about these crazy Oregonian senators and trying to figure out why they're doing it, and I get it. They don't want to see California-style cap-and-trade in the Beaver State, and I don't blame them. I think, you know, any place that is seriously looking at this is seriously misguided. You're doing this because you are going to feel better about the environment. You are going to feel like you have made a difference, and the reality is you have done nothing other than thrown huge costs on your neighbors, and it's atrocious that people even consider these things. It is a shame, and if people want to do good things for the environment, I applaud them. Do those. I don't throw garbage out my car window. I keep a little bag in the back seat that I can throw my garbage in, and then I throw it away all at once out the window. No, I'm kidding.
Right?
No, I take it in, and I make sure it goes to the landfill, and that's what I do. I don't When I was looking for a wood stove for my home, and it's New Hampshire, we burn wood. But I got the most efficient one that the EPA has ever tested, because I didn't want to be a big smoking mess. There's a lot of things that we do every day, and we can afford to do those in this country because we have wealth, because we're not a third world country. Do you know what the number one fuel is in sub-Saharan, or in all of Africa, as far as I know? I'm not sure if this still stands true. How do people heat their homes on those rare cold nights?
They burn dung.
They burn dung. They burn cow poop. They burn what their animals let loose, and that is the most polluting thing you could possibly burn.
Yeah, that's extremely polluting, extremely dangerous to breathe. I mean... Yeah, but they don't really have that many trees in Africa.
They don't. But they make do, and I don't fault them for that. They are doing what they need to do to survive until their economies can make it into a more advanced state. And I understand that. You're going to have to get there somehow. And if you're going to say that you're going to throttle what people can do in third world countries, that's evil, because that leads to real people dying. To put all of the guilt on modern nations like the United States, who can afford to do good things for the environment, and we do. It's not just because of government that we have low levels of pollution. People don't want to smell pollution. They don't want stinkiness around their house. It's sort of that not in my backyard. I mean, they don't want to have, horrible emitters of odors and noxious fumes near them. So guess what? They'll not buy from those companies until they clean up their act. And that's sort of the things. Those are easy things that capitalism can solve without the intervention of big government. But there are people that they think that government is the only possible person, only possible entity that could ever solve these problems.
Well, see, government is a force for good, and capitalism is only ever a force for evil. It's exploitative, and profits are bad, and,
evil. Evil. Well, you'll love this one, then. So we talk a lot about cryptocurrencies on this show. Things like Bitcoin and things like that. I would say this is a new thing, but Free Talk Live was one of the first places to regularly cover cryptocurrencies starting in 2010.
Yeah, way back.
One of our other hosts, Mark Edge, was able to identify the first episode ever, because all of our archives from every show going back over a decade are online. You can download them for free at archives.freetalklive.com, or you can look in whatever your favorite podcast or app is. Since 2010, we've been talking about Bitcoin. One of the most famous things that came out of us talking about Bitcoin on this show was this gentleman named Roger Ver hearing about it on this show.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a regular listener, and he was a advertiser here, and he got a copy of that original download, and he started passing it around in Silicon Valley, and that is really what blew things up. And Roger proceeded to, help fund and found a number of different Bitcoin related industries. Pretty amazing stuff, but. Here we go again with big government. This comes to us from CoinDesk. All global cryptocurrency exchanges must now share customer data. The FATF rules.
Wait. Oh, hold on. There's two things here. One, share customer data? You can't keep it private? And two, who the hell is the FATF?
I had to look up who the hell the FATF is, too. I'm going to read this, just this intro here. A powerful intergovernmental organization devoted to combating money laundering and terrorism financing that finalized its recommendations on regulating cryptocurrencies for its 37 member countries. So the FATF is the Financial Action Task Force. This is one of those things. It's originally, I think it's based in France, but the U.S. is a signatory to this thing, which means that forget U.S. sovereignty. We're going to go along with whatever this other group says we need to do. But those know your customer law things and those anti-money laundering things, why it takes you an hour to get a bank account now? It takes you an hour to say, I have some money I'd like to deposit. Well, I need your Social Security number. I need your address. I need some proofs of identification. I've got to know who you are. I've got to make sure your name isn't really Chris Bin Laden. This is the insanity, and furthermore, we're going to look at every transaction you make that's over $10,000. We're not going to tell you that we're going to look at every transaction you make, period, because, you know, we're not allowed to really say that, but they do.
But we'll do it.
We'll do it. So basically, what this means is that if you are trading cryptocurrencies on a cryptocurrency exchange in any one of those countries, the United States included, expect to go through a whole lot of headaches and a lot more approvals. The final recommendations make official the contentious part of FATF's February proposal, saying countries should make sure that when cryptocurrency businesses send money, they, quote, obtain and hold required and accurate originator, sender information, required beneficiary, recipient information, subject the information to beneficiary institutions, if any. Further, countries should ensure that beneficiary institutions obtain, hold, and require originator and recipient information and accuracy. This basically means they want to know everything about every single transaction that you ever do. We're going to talk about this. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Should big government be big bank? This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.